Good afternoon. Welcome to Ramus Communications Internet Radio. This is Jim White,
Martha Ann Zerba,
Winnie Thompson,
from the Legion of Mary, Wilmington, Delaware, Curia, United States of America. We are broadcasting from St. Mary the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware. Today is March the 8th, 2019, the Feast of St. John
of God.
We are going today, Friday, the first week, save the stations, now being Lent.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray. O most merciful Jesus, with a contrite heart and penitent spirit, I bow down in profound humility before thy divine majesty. I adore thee as my supreme Lord and Master. I believe in thee. I hope in thee. I love thee above all things. I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, my supreme and only good. I resolve to amend my life, and although I am unworthy to obtain mercy, yet the sight of thy holy cross on which thou didst die inspires me with hope and consolation. I will therefore meditate on thy sufferings and visit the stations of thy passion in company with thy sorrowful mother and my guardian angel, with the intention of promoting thy honor and saving my soul. I desire to gain all the indulgences granted for this holy exercise for myself and for the poor souls in purgatory. O merciful Redeemer, who has said, "And I, if I be lifted from earth, will draw all things to myself," draw my heart and my love to thee, that I may perform this devotion as perfectly as possible, and that I may live and die in union with thee. Amen. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Jesus, most innocent, who neither did nor could commit a sin, was condemned to death, and moreover to the most ignominious death of the cross. To remain a friend of Caesar, Pilate delivered him into the hands of his enemies. A fearful crime, to condemn innocence to death and to offend God in order not to displease men. Let us pray. O innocent.
Again, the high priest began to ask him and said to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" And Jesus said to him, "I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." But the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him as liable to death.
The kings of the earth rise up, and the princes conspire together against the Lord and against his anointed. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations of an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession."
Let us pray. All-powerful and eternal God, for proclaiming the truth, your Son, Jesus Christ, is condemned to death by crucifixion. Stir up your love in our hearts so that we might be ever faithful to all that you have told us and fear nothing more than the loss of your friendship through sin.
Amen.
Now the cross as Jesus bore it has become for us who share it the jeweled crown of victory.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus carries his cross. And Pilate said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. And so they took Jesus and led him away, bearing the cross for himself.
Who would believe what we have heard? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up like a sapling before him, like a shoot from the parched earth. There was in him no stately bearing to make us look at him, no appearance that would attract us to him. He was rejected and avoided by men, a man of suffering, accustomed to infirmity, one of those from whom men turn away, and we held him in no esteem.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, still carries his cross in his persecuted brothers and sisters throughout the world. Make us feel the needs of all persons so that we might as readily help them as we would help Jesus himself.
Amen.
Weak and prodded, cursed and fallen, his whole body bruised and swollen. Jesus tripped and lay in pain.
The third station. Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before you. If you were of the world would love what is its own. Because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I have spoken to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you also.
Why are your clothes red and your garments like those of the wine presser? The wine press I have trodden alone, and of my people there was no one with me. I trod them in my anger and trampled them down in my wrath. Their blood spurted on my garments, and I stained all my clothes. I looked about, but there was no one to help. I was appalled that there was no one to lend support. So my own arm brought about the victory.
Let us pray. O God, to free us from sin and weakness, your Son, Jesus Christ, embraced his fearful passion and crucifixion. Strengthen us in our baptismal resolutions by which we renounced sin and Satan, so that through the passion of this life's sufferings, we might rise to a new life of joyful service, free of all selfishness.
Amen.
Jesus met his grieving mother, she who made the Lord our brother. Now the sword her heart chest pierced.
The fourth station. Jesus meets his afflicted mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by the holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Now there, standing by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus, therefore, saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home.
To what can I compare you, O daughter Jerusalem? What example can I show you for your comfort, virgin daughter Zion?
For great as the sea is your distress, who can heal you?
Let us pray. O blessed Lord, at your passion, a sword of sorrow pierced the loving heart of your mother, as Simeon had foretold. Grant that we, who look back on her sorrows with compassion, might receive the healing fruits of your sufferings.
Amen.
Simon stopped in hesitation, not foreseeing his proud station, called to bear the cross of Christ.
The fifth station. Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And when they had mocked Jesus, they took the purple cloth off and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to be crucified. Then they forced a certain passerby, Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, to take up his cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, a name meaning the place of the skull.
With a loud voice I cry out to the Lord. With a loud voice I beseech the Lord. My complaint I pour forth before him. Before him I lay bare my distress. When my spirit is faint within me, you know my path. In the way along which I walk, they have hid a trap for me. I look to the right to see, but there is no one who pays me heed. I have lost all means of escape. There is no one who cares for my life.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to see in the sufferings and shortcomings of our lives a share in your cross. Strengthen and console us in the belief that we bear all things in union with you, who have taken upon yourself even our guilt.
Amen.
Grief but trembling came the woman, none but she would flaunt the Roman. Moved by love beyond her fear.
The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? In answering, the king will say to them, "Amen, I say to you, as long as you did it for one of these, the least of my brethren, you did it for me."
A faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He who finds one finds a treasure. A faithful friend is beyond price. No sum can balance his worth. A faithful friend is a life-saving remedy, such as he who fears God finds. For he who fears God behaves accordingly, and his friend will be like himself.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we feel your love and understanding in the consolation and support we receive from one another. Give us, we beg you, the courage and dedication to sacrifice and suffer with those who are in need, the least of your people.
Amen.
Prostrate on the dust he crumbled, flogged in body he resembled. All our brothers poor and scorned.
The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
It was our weaknesses that he carried, our sufferings that he endured, while we thought of him as stricken, as one struck by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the punishment that makes us whole. By his stripes we were healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, each following his own way. But the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all.
Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, or a sheep before the shearers, he was silent and uttered no cry. When he was cut off from the land of the living and smitten for the sin of his people, a grave was assigned him among the wicked and a burial place with evildoers, though he had done no wrong, nor spoken any falsehood.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you shared in our weaknesses and accepted our guilt. Grant us the favor of rejoicing over our human weaknesses, so that in all we do, your strength dwelling in us may be shown to all others.
Amen.
May our sympathy for Jesus turn to those who here now need us. May we see Christ bruised in them.
The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
There was following Jesus a great crowd of people, and among them were some women who were bewailing and lamenting him. Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children.
Come, all you who pass by the way, look and see whether there is any suffering like my suffering, suffering with which the Lord has afflicted me on the day of his blazing wrath. As at this I weep, my eyes run with tears. Far from me are all who could console me. Far away are any who might revive me."
Let us pray. Beloved Jesus, with tears of pity, these women of Jerusalem responded to you. Broken, bruised, and beaten on the road to Calvary, deepen our faith, we beg you, so that we may see you in our brothers and sisters, bruised by our envy, beaten down by injustice, and broken by our greed and our indifference.
Amen.
Jesus fell again in weakness, stumbling as we do to lead us through our sorrows.
The ninth station, Jesus falls a third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
I lay prostrate in the dust. Give me life according to your word. I declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your commands. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous deeds. My soul weeps for sorrow. Strengthen me with your words.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you permitted your Son to be weakened, crushed, and profaned so that he might rise from the dead, freed from the rages of sin. Help us to accept our weaknesses and failings as forerunners of our glorious resurrection in union with your Son.
Amen.
Stripped and jeered by his own nation, Jesus stood in desolation, giving all he had to give.
They gave Jesus the tenth station. Jesus is stripped of his clothes. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
They gave Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then after they had crucified him, they divided his clothes, casting lots to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. They divided my clothes among them, and upon my garments they cast lots.
Happy is the man whom God chastises. Do not reject the punishment of the Almighty. For he wounds, but he binds up. He smites, but his hands give healing. Insult has broken my heart, and I am weak. I looked for comforters, and I found none. Rather, they put gall in my food, and in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, stripped of everything, you stood exposed to the jeers and contempt of the people whom you loved. Clothe us with genuine love of others, so that nothing we suffer may ever fill our hearts with hatred or bitterness.
Amen.
Pierce the hands that blessed and cured us. Pierce the feet that walked to free us. Walk the hill of Calvary.
The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When they came to Golgotha, the place called the Skull, they crucified Jesus and the robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my prayer, far from the words of my cry. Oh my God, I cry out by day, and you answer not. I cry out by night, and there is no relief for me. All my bones are racked. My heart has become like wax
melting away within my chest. My throat is dried up like baked clay. My tongue cleaves to my jaws. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones.
Let us pray. Lord and Savior, you have told us that we too must accept crucifixion if we are to accept resurrection with you. Help us to rejoice in the sufferings that came with the fulfillment of our daily duties, seeing in them the royal road of the cross to the resurrection.
Amen.
Life eternal, death defiant, bowed his head, the world was silent. Through his death came life anew.
The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the curtain of the temple was torn in the middle. Jesus cried out with a loud voice and said, "It is finished. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Then bowing his head, he died.
My people, what have I done to you? Or in what have I offended you? Answer me. What more should I have done and did not do? I led you out of the land of Egypt, and you prepared a cross for me. I opened the Red Sea before you, and you opened my side with a lance. I gave you a royal scepter, and you have given me a crown of thorns. With great power I lifted you up, and you have hung me upon a cross. My people, what have I done to you? Or in what have I offended you? Answer me.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Stunned and stricken, Mary, Mother, in your arms was placed our brother. Full of grace, now filled with grief.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When the soldiers came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead, so that they did not break his legs. But one of them opened his side with a lance, and immediately there came out blood and water. Joseph of Arimathea, because he was a disciple of Jesus, although a secret one for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave permission.
Oh, my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and I will bring you back to your land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Oh, my people, I will put my spirit in you, that you may live. You shall know then that I am the Lord. I have promised it, and I will do it, says the Lord.
Let us pray. Beloved Savior, you returned to the Father all that he had given you, so that he might restore all to you 100-fold in the glorious resurrection. Help us, we beg you, to give generously of ourselves in all that we do for you, so that like you, we might be made perfect in the new resurrection.
Amen.
Jesus, Lord, your gift accepted. In 3 days you resurrected. You did first what we shall do.
The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Joseph of Arimathea took the body of Jesus, and wrapping it in a clean linen cloth, he laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of rock. Then he rolled a large stone against the entrance of the tomb and departed.
I will praise you, O Lord, for you drew me clear and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the lower world. You preserved me from among those going down into the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts but a moment. His goodwill is for a lifetime. At nightfall, weeping enters in, but with the dawn comes rejoicing.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, on the edge of sadness when all seem lost, you restore to us the Savior we thought defeated and conquered. Help us, we beg you, so to empty ourselves of self-concern, that we might see your hand in every failing, in every failure, and your victory in every defeat. These things we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus risen, be our lover in your food and in our brother. Lead us home to heaven with you.
The resurrection of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary, mother of James and Salome, bought spices that they might go and anoint Jesus. Very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had just risen, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone back from the entrance of the tomb for us?" For it was very large. But looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. And upon entering the tomb, they were amazed to see a young man sitting at the right side and clothed in a white robe. He said to them, "Do not be terrified. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him."
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Just as a quick reminder, a plenary indulgence is granted to the faithful who make a pious exercise of the way of the cross. Those who are impeded can gain the same indulgence if they spend at least one half an hour in pious reading and meditation on the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now for our session of Divine Mercy.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hokesson, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly, she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the Chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to St. Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary, Immaculate Conception Presidium. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and all the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and all the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and all the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and all the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and all the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and all the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and all the world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In an atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on all the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on all the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on all the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Come, O Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created.
And you shall renew the face of the earth.
Let us pray. God our Father, pour out the gifts of your Holy Spirit on the world. You sent the Spirit of your church to begin the teaching of the gospel. Now let the Spirit continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You, O Lord, will open my lips,
and my tongue shall announce your praise.
Incline unto my aid, O God.
O Lord,
make haste to help me.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech you, that meditating upon these mysteries in the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Most Sacred Heart of Jesus,
have mercy on us.
Immaculate Heart of Mary,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint John the Evangelist,
pray for us.
Saint Louis Marie de Montfort,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array?
My soul glorifies the Lord.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him.
He puts forth his arm in strength.
And scatters the proud hearted.
He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly.
He fills the starving with good things. Sends the rich away empty.
He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy.
The mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array? O Mary, conceived without sin,
Pray for us who have recourse to thee.
Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator with the Father, who has been pleased to appoint the most blessed Virgin, your mother, to be our mother also, and our mediatrix with you, mercifully grant that whoever comes to you seeking your favors may rejoice to receive all of them through her. Amen.
Amen.
We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our prayers in our necessities, but ever deliver us from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Mary Immaculate, Mother of all graces,
pray for us.
Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, and Saint Raphael,
pray for us.
All you heavenly powers, Mary's legion of angels,
pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist,
pray for us.
Saint Peter and Paul,
Pray for us.
Confer, O Lord, on us who serve beneath the standard of Mary, that fullness of faith in you and trust in her, to which it is given to conquer the world. Grant us a lively faith, animated by charity, which will enable us to perform all our actions from the motive of pure love of you. And ever to see you and serve you in our neighbor, a faith firm and immovable as a rock, through which we shall rest tranquil and steadfast,
amid the crosses, toils, and disappointments of life, a courageous faith which will inspire us to undertake and carry out without hesitation great things for your glory and for the salvation of souls, a faith which will be our legion's pillar of fire to lead us forth united, to kindle everywhere the fires of divine love, to enlighten those who are in darkness and in the shadow of death, to inflame those who are lukewarm, to bring back life to those who are dead in sin, and which will guide our own feet in the way of peace, so that, the battle of life over, our legion may reassemble without the loss of anyone, in the kingdom of your love and glory. Amen. May the souls of our departed legionaries and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen.
We will now say a novena to the three American saints for life, Saints Elizabeth Seton, Francis Cabrini, and John Neumann, are powerful witnesses to the gospel of life, each in their own time. This novena suggests 3 days of prayer to each of the saints for the promotion of life in our country and our church today. St. John Neumann,
as a loyal son, a faithful priest, and a tireless bishop, you work to support and defend life in all its wonder. Intercede for the church you loved, with all your heart. Make our hearts to love Christ's suffering in those who have grown very old. Model of sacrifice, help us not to count the cost in proclaiming the gospel of life. Faithful unto death, guide unwed fathers that they may be true to the faith.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
We'll continue to pray this novena for the next couple weeks. Thank you for listening. We welcome your comments. Send them via email to Send them to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. That's legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We'd like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible: Father Dillingham, pastor of St. Mary the Assumption Catholic Church in Hokesson, Delaware, United States of America; Tony McGinley of Aramis Communications; A.J. Laporto, who provided the music; all the members of the Legion of Mary, Wilmington Curia. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m.